WDL Melbourne, Cumulus Media. Call the law firm of Anajar and Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. It's time to talk sports. Now from the Fan Studios in Melbourne, it's the Mark Moses Show on Sports Radio 1560 The Fan. You can be a part of the conversation at 321-984-1234. Now, here's your host, Mark Moses.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to a Monday edition of the Mark Moses Show, only right here on 1560 The Fan. I had a great time this past weekend visiting a bunch of my old friends that I used to work with, and they're still my friends there in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I had a great time. I really did. And I saw, like, bits and pieces of a lot of the Game 7s from yesterday. I was at the airport, you know, watching some of the Celtics and Bucks game, and then when I landed back in Orlando, I'm listening to the radio last night, and I just hear that the Mavericks are destroying the Phoenix Suns. And I'm like, what the hell? And I heard the Phoenix Suns radio network. They were not happy. They were not. And we're going to break it down today as the conference finals are now set. Hockey semifinals are now set. So if you think about who is alive in the great state of Florida, the Miami Heat are going to play the Boston Celtics. Heat culture, hashtag Heat Nation. They're going to take on a great, great Celtics team. Then in hockey, you have, seriously, you have the Florida Panthers, who had the best record, most points, best offense, taking on the two-time defending Stanley Cup champions, the Tampa Bay Lightning. So, I know it's not football, but here in Florida, we got some cool games coming up with some local area, maybe not local, more statewide pride. Maybe that's what it should be. So you got that going on. But here's the story I want to tell real quick. So, Saturday night, my buddy Jonathan and his wife Ashley, they're like, hey, we got to take you to this new restaurant. We got to do this. I was like, well, what's the restaurant? They're like, hey, it's right by the campus. We got to go there. It's a lot of fun. It opened up like a couple weeks ago. It's really good. We enjoyed it. We got to take you there. So, okay, fine. So it was Ralph Sampson. That's right. Two-time Final Four participant. Multiple-time College Player of the Year in college basketball. Played in the NBA. Basketball Hall of Famer. It's his new sports bar restaurant right by campus. We got to take you there. So I go, fine, we'll go Saturday night. It'll be a lot of fun. So we get a table, and on the menu, I order the Ralph Sampson beer. Like, they have this whole beer and wine list. I said, hey, I'm here. This is a Hall of Famers new restaurant. I got to get this beer. So it's taken forever. And I'm like, what's going on? Where's my beer? And the waitress comes by, and she's like, hey, I'm sorry. It took so long. I had to get approved by the boss. He wanted to drink some of it first to make sure it's good for the people here on a Saturday night. And I'm like, boss, what are you talking about? The manager? No, that guy over there. It was literally him. Ralph Sampson was eating and drinking with his family in his own restaurant. I like it. If we open up the Mosey Show restaurant here in Brevard County, yeah, I would be eating in it all the time as well. We'd probably lose money, but yeah, I like this. This is a boss move. So she's like, hey, if you want to go over there, you want to say hello, go right ahead. I was like, nice. So I got up, went over there. He's sitting at the table with his family. Could have been nicer. And I go, oh, excuse me, Mr. Sampson. And I know it's kind of weird. It's like biblical name, and then I have a biblical name, but that's another story. Mr. Sampson, I'm a big fan. I love basketball. Could we get a photo together? I'm sorry, I had to do it. I love basketball. I swear, man. I swear. He got up from his seat to stand up by me. And he just kept going. And it just never ended. And it's literally like I'm looking face to face with him. That should have been my first red flag. He's sitting down. I'm standing up. He stood up. This was one of the tallest people I've ever seen in person. And he's interacting with me. And you have to like tilt your head up to look at him. Couldn't have been nicer. His wife was taking our photo. All my friends, we all took our photos. We were like, yee, this is awesome. And I love his wife's like, nah, I didn't like that photo. We got to take another one. And we're like, what? She's like, I don't like that photo either. So we're there for like 2 minutes taking photos with Ralph Sampson. When you see the photo and I put it on social media, my head, he's 7'4". My head is where his chest is. Imagine him playing basketball in his prime when he was 20 years old. I thought Joel Embiid, who's about 7'1", he's over 300 pounds. Like, he is like, this guy is a monster. Thing with Ralph Sampson from his era, you know, 70s, early 80s, when you think when he was coming up, you weren't supposed to put on a lot of weight or a lot of muscle, big. You weren't big and physical like that. You're not. I mean, you look at Bill Russell and Will Chamberlain, their bodies look like, I mean, their tone to their body is normal looking. They're super tall, but it's not like they're Shaquille O'Neal's body. He's 7'4". My head was at his chest. Can you imagine him trying to play basketball against that? Remember, he hasn't even put his arms up yet or jumped. How? How do you even do that? And it was weird where in the morning I woke up and I was rereading Bill Simmons' book of basketball, which I love that book. I've read it a couple times. It's a must if you love the sport. And seriously, I was reading a what-if chapter, which is always fun to read, where it talks about where he was at Virginia, and then he could have left school early. But it was kind of taboo at the time to leave school early. Or, you know, even if you take it a further step, like, you know, come out of high school to go to the NBA. And Red Auerbach, in the article I was, you know, the page I was reading, where it was like, Red Auerbach wanted him to leave early, and he and Red Auerbach and the Celtics were going to draft him. But he decided to go back to school. Then he's the number one pick of the 1983 NBA draft. He's there in Houston. Then the next year in 84, the Rockets take Hakeem Olajuwon. They're the Twin Towers. And it's a great what if. If Sampson, I think he hurt his back in Boston. I think that's the story. And he was never really the same. Remember, 86, they beat the Lakers in the conference finals. And Ralph Sampson, in the clincher at the great, what is it? Yeah, the forum. He hits a buzzer beater, like off balance layup. Goes in, Michael Thompson, or was it him or Cooper? I think it was Cooper, where, you know, he's on the ground and he's in disbelief. Then they take the Celtics on in the finals, and the Celtics beat him in six. Then he gets injured. It's never the same. But it was really cool. It was really cool. I saw Taco Fall play at UCF, and I remember going into the arena and watching the layup line before the game, and you're like, what the hell is this? And Taco Fall is like, he doesn't even have to jump. He's 7'7". He doesn't have to jump to dunk the basketball. But this was just as cool. It's just, it's so, like, you can't, your brain can't comprehend. Because you see these guys on television, you're like, oh, you know, yeah, they're okay. You see them in person, you're like, what the hell? He's 7'4". 7'4", I would never want to be that big. No way. I mean, last night, Luka Doncic, you know, what is he, 6'8"? Do you understand how big that is? And he's hitting these jump shots in your face. And then after the game, what's his name? Dirk Nowitzki is at the game celebrating with the team. He just came there for support. And he's even bigger than Luka Doncic. Because Dirk was a 7-footer hitting jump shots in your face. It's all the evolution of the game. That's what it is. And especially that game last night. Dallas, that's an all-time ass-kicking. I'm sorry I have to use that language. I know this is a family show. Ass-kicking. That's what that was. Phoenix was up 3-2. Got demolished in Game 6 and embarrassed in Game 7. Man, oh man. And that's about it for the Phoenix Suns. That's it. Windows closed. Windows closed. They're done. They decided we're going to shut down Chris Paul. And it, look, his body, and you've heard me say this during the playoffs, it's like Chris Paul is amazing. For what he does at his age, where he was drafted, I'd say it was about 2005, where he was like, in the top five. It's 2022. He's still playing at a high level. But Dallas has decided, all right, we got to take this away, we got to take that away. And we're going to play championship-level defense. And they, remember in Temple of Doom, when the evil priest rips the guy's heart out? That's what Dallas did last night. They took their heart and they said goodbye and they smashed it. Windows closed. Phoenix, they're done. And I feel like if you win Coach of the Year, that doesn't really translate. Like Monty Williams won Coach of the Year. They won over 60 games. The one seed. It's not going to translate. And it didn't. It didn't. And look, Phoenix had problems getting through New Orleans in round one. That should have been the red flag. And just Luka, Luka, Luka. If you have a kid who's about 8, 10, 12 years old, and he's going to grow up now, going into high school, and he loves basketball, don't be shocked when your little kid that you love says, "Dad, I want a Ja Morant jersey. I want a Luka Doncic jersey." This is changing of the guard. These are going to be the new superstars. Or, don't forget, "I want a Jason Tatum jersey, Dad. That guy's awesome." That's what's going to happen here. These are the new generation guys. They are. You look at Harden, Westbrook, CP3, LeBron. All these guys are in their mid-30s or even higher. It's changing of the guard. And that Luka, I debate this with my buddy Tim all the time. Who does Luka remind you of? They throw out Larry Bird. I understand. Look, I get it. They're both white. Okay, we can say that. I feel like Luka reminds me of Larry Bird from the standpoint of he's not the quickest guy. He's not the fastest guy. He doesn't have that explosiveness like a Ja Morant. He doesn't. He's more kind of shifty out there. And he can create his own shot, and he can hit it from anywhere on the court. That's why he reminds me of Larry Bird. He's got a little James Harden in him as well. Harden can get to the rim quicker, but it's kind of like, wait, is he doing this? Yeah, he is. And I don't mean James Harden now. I'm talking prime Houston Rockets James Harden when he won the MVP. He's a great player, and he's only going to get better. He's 22 years old, and the Phoenix Suns, it came back. And it finally haunted them. They had the first pick in that draft. They could have taken any player. Could have taken Trae Young. Could have taken Luka Doncic. And they took DeAndre Ayton. And I said, if the Suns could win the championship, then it's worth drafting Ayton number one. Well, that didn't work out. And now the player you should have drafted came back and haunted you horribly in the worst case possible if you're Phoenix. So bye-bye. Bye-bye. You know that SNL skit with David Spade from the 90s when he's the flight attendant? He's like, bye-bye. That's what the Phoenix Suns are. Right? And the other one is Milwaukee. Milwaukee got, destroyed by the Boston Celtics in Game 7. And another one, they're up 3-2. Lost Game 6, lost Game 7. And the Celtics just were better down the stretch. And I get it. If you're Milwaukee, you're going to say, we didn't have Chris Middleton. And that was the difference. That's why when you get a chance, you are fully loaded, everyone's healthy, you got to go for it. You got to go all in. And they did last year. They caught 500 breaks in the playoffs, but they won the title. And now, Final Four is set. Warriors and Mavericks, Heat and Celtics. And I'll just say this for my open. I'm very excited for the Eastern Conference. These are the two best teams. These are the two most athletic teams and the deepest teams. And there's not going to be any drama. There's not will Ben Simmons play? No, we're not getting any of that. We're getting two basketball teams that play basketball, and they play team basketball, and they play defense. I cannot wait. I feel like most of the country is going to go for Celtics. I feel like overall that Celtics and Warriors is what people want to see. I feel like that's what it's going to be. I think that I get this gut reaction. people want the Warriors and they want the Celtics in the finals, which would be amazing. But I'm going to pull out the Lee Corso. The Miami Heat got a basketball team, and they're the one seed, and they got home court. Not so fast. And that's why I cannot wait for game one between the Heat and Celtics. I can't wait to see how these two teams match up and who's going to be the X factor. And is it really going to be like Jimmy Butler versus Jason Tatum? Like, is that, are they going to take each other on the court? Like, are they going to guard each other? Do you do that? Are they going to mix it up? Like, I love it. And Jimmy Butler, most underrated player in basketball. Most underrated. That is going to be exciting. Cannot wait for that. And note, I believe tomorrow night, if you're an Orlando Magic fan, I'm sorry I have to say this, you are again in the draft lottery. I've been waiting for this draft lottery since the first game of the season back in October. I am praying. I'm going to bring out the voodoo doll, my little penny doll. Should I get out the Shaquille O'Neal Reebok shoes? I'm trying to think what I need to do here. What else? Should we, like, get Dante Marcatelli, start shaking him? Should we, like, the Magic Man, should we start rubbing his belly? Whatever we can do to get the Magic the first pick in the draft. I can't wait. I can't. I'm already, like, scheduling and just can't wait for Wednesday when we can finally break it down what happened in the draft lottery. I can't wait, right? And, yeah, when I was by Ralph Sampson, Hall of Famer, yeah, I was like, man, this guy's tall. That's what it was like. This guy is tall. I don't want to be that tall. I do like the Skilo song from the 90s. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a rabbit and a hat. And a, you know, I could keep going if you want. Man, we need to do that song for karaoke. If my buddy TJ is listening, when we do karaoke this fall, yeah, we need to do that song for karaoke. I always wanted to be, okay, you got to think about this. If you're driving in the car, give it a second, let it breathe, and let me know your answer. When you were growing up and you wanted to play pro sports, how tall did you want to be? Me personally, 6'7", like Scottie Pippen. That I wanted to play Scottie Pippen's game. I wanted big arms and legs, and I want to play defense, like championship level defense. I want to be 6'7". That's what I wanted to be. But as you know, with genetics, I'm 5'11". So there you go. Let's go to break. We'll come back. UCF softball. They're going to host a region for the first time ever. This guy's going to be on the call. He is my good friend, Eric Lopez. And I know he loves the Heat as well. We'll break it down next.
This is Jim Rome with your Rome Report.